听力课堂，听 class.com。
Hi friends, we're happy you've joined us here at Studio Classroom Worldwide to study English with us today. My name is Steve. This month's Animal Tales story is titled Bucket of Berries. We love berries, don't we? We love strawberries, blueberries, and raspberries. But we humans aren't the only ones who enjoy eating these small, sweet fruits. Many animals love berries too. Especially bears. Yes, bears love berries. Now, before you grab your berry bucket, let's glance at two keywords you need to know. The first is annual. Every summer, our church has a big picnic. It's an annual event. The second is the noun patch, as in that patch of land is very rocky. Okay, it's time once again to open your magazines. Let's flip to page 32 and read starting on line 1.
Bucket of berries. Bring your bucket. We're going berry picking. Attention all bears! Attention all bears! Called the activity chair bear for the annual picnic. The Bucket of Berries contest is about to take place. Those taking part should go to the berry patch immediately. And don't forget to take along a bucket. Bears everywhere stopped what they were doing and rushed to the contest area. After all, the Bucket of Berries contest was the most exciting event of the day. Now, gather around, the chair bear began. Let me take a moment to explain the rules. They're very simple. When I say go, you may begin picking berries. Fill your buckets as quickly as you can. But take care, don't spill any, because as you know, the first bear to fill his bucket wins.
Hi friends, I'm Rachel.
And I'm Chip, and thank you for joining us for this month's Animal Tales article. Our title is Bucket of Berries. We're talking about bears going berry picking, picking some berries in a berry contest. And Hazel's articles, her Animal Tales articles, are always very clever, aren't they?
They sure are, Chip. I enjoy reading them very much, and you're going to learn a lot of great vocabulary today and see a lot of great phrases using the word take. So, take special notice of those phrases, and also we hope that you enjoy the story. It starts out with a loud cry, attention all bears, attention all bears. Who is trying to get the attention of the bears?
Well, our article says that the bear who is saying this is the chair bear. Now, you might think, chair bear, is that a word? Well, actually, it's probably not a word. But you may recognize the similarity between this word and a word like chairman or a chairperson, who is a person who leads the meeting who leads a conversation, an organized conversation.
Exactly. So in this situation, we have an activity chair bear who is planning the day's activities. It's also kind of a fun word to say together because the words chair and bear rhyme. Anyway, what kind of activity are we having today? We are having an annual picnic. Which means what, Chip?
Well, annual means that it happens every year. So another way you might say that is a yearly picnic or an annual picnic. We say monthly if it happens every month. We say yearly or annual when it happens every year.
Right. So we are having a contest, the Bucket of Berries contest, and that is about to take place. This is what the Chair Bear is telling everyone. So I think any of the bears who want to participate, they get to go to the berry patch immediately. Now, before we move on, let's look at that phrase, take place. Again, we need to pay special attention to those phrases with the word take. Chip, what does it mean if something is about to take place?
Well, it's very simple. It means actually that something is about to happen or occur. So the contest is about to happen. It's about to take place.
Right. So if you want to participate in the contest, bears, go to the berry patch immediately. And of course, the berry patch is where you can pick the berries. Now, take part is also another one of our verb phrases. If you take part in something, you share in it. You participate in it. And let's look at that word patch as well. Can you define what a patch is, like a berry patch?
Well, yeah, here we're talking about a berry patch, but often when you talk about a patch, you're talking about a small area of land or a small area on the ground. So here we're talking about a patch of land where berries are growing. But you might also have a bean patch, which would be an area of land where beans are growing.
When I was a kid, I often picked berries in a berry patch, and it's a lot of fun, and I know bears enjoy eating berries as well. So these bears need to take along their buckets. Of course, if you take something along, you just take it with you. So let's move on to our next paragraph where we read that the bears everywhere stopped what they were doing and they rushed to the contest area because this was an exciting event, right? It was the most exciting event of the day.
So as everyone is rushing to take part in this contest, the Chair Bear says, "Now gather around, gather around. Let me take a moment to explain the rules." And they're very simple. When I say go, you may begin picking berries.
Okay, so he says go. Everybody starts to get the berries as quickly as they can. Their goal is to fill their buckets quickly. But then the chair bear gives them a caution. He says, but take care. Don't spill any. Now, before we continue to talk about that, let's stop for a minute on the phrase take care. Chip, this has several meanings, doesn't it?
It does. Actually, you can use these two words together in many different situations. Here, he's simply saying be careful. But I've often heard this as a way of saying goodbye. You might say to someone, instead of saying goodbye, you might say, hey, take care of yourself, or hey, take care.
That's true. In English, we use it a lot as a way to say goodbye to someone. So that's a very useful phrase to learn. Here we're talking about being careful. And the Chair Bear says, don't spill any of your berries out of your bucket. Because as you know, the first bear to fill his bucket wins. Well, who is going to fill his bucket? We're going to find out after we visit the chat room and then take a break. Don't go away.
Welcome to the chat room. We're happy to have Vicky here today for a chat. Hi, Vicky.
Hi, Ken. Hi, everyone. It's great to be here. So, Ken, are we going berry picking today?
Yes, we are. At least that's what the bears are doing. Mm. Now, in the story, the Chair Bear tells all the bears to bring a bucket. Why a bucket, Vicky? Shouldn't they use a basket?
Well, Ken, if the berries are really ripe, then there's probably a lot of juice. So you'd need a bucket to hold the juice.
So that not a drop is wasted.
Exactly. Even though a drop in the bucket is a tiny amount.
Excuse me? A drop in the bucket?
That's right. A drop in the bucket, well, that's a useful idiom to learn. When we say a drop in the bucket, we're referring to a small, usually insignificant amount in relation to what is needed. For example, the funding for research was just a drop in the bucket.
Oh, I get it. Bucket 是水桶。A drop in the bucket, 桶里的一滴水,意思就是杯水车薪,数量很少。比如说, the funding for research was just a drop in the bucket.在研究上的经费微不足道。 Now, I've also heard of another bucket idiom, kick the bucket. What does that mean?
Well, if someone kicks the bucket, it means he dies. We can say his children couldn't wait for him to kick the bucket so they could get all his money.
Meaning they were waiting for him to die?
That's right. But we should keep in mind this is a slang expression and may not be polite to use in many situations.
Okay. Kick the bucket, 踢水桶，这句话就是翘辫子的意思。这当然是一个很通俗的俚语。Now, going back to basket, I've heard someone referring to himself as a basket case. What's that?
Well, a basket case refers to someone who's been hurt and is in an emotionally or maybe a mentally unstable condition. For example, the stress of raising a child and working at the same time left her a basket case. This expression can also be used to describe a badly run country.
So, can I say after years of recession, a country is an economic basket case?
Good, that's a very good example.
Okay, basket 是篮子。如果是一个人在一次意外当中失去了四肢，他就变得毫无能力来料理自己的生活，只能够让人家把他放在一只篮子里抬来抬去。因此呢，如果某一个人处在一个很无助、身心俱疲的状态，你可以说 he is a basket case. Basket case 也可以用来形容一个很穷的国家，或者是一个老是亏钱、即将要倒闭的企业。
And right now, it's time for a break. Studio Classroom, we'll be right back.
Welcome back from the break, everyone. We're talking about bears. So the bears are on a picnic, and they're having a berry-picking contest. The first bear to fill a bucket with berries is the winner.Before we look at our next keyword, let me remind you that there are lots of phrasal verbs and idioms in this animal tale story that include the word take. Pay attention to how they're used and add them to your English toolbox. Now, our next keyword is the adjective ridiculous. Our example sentence reads, "Elephants cannot ride bicycles." That's ridiculous.Okay, our tale continues on line 7 on the left side. Please follow along as we read.
Bucket of berries. Now, is everybody ready? On your mark, get set, go! Wait for me, cried Scout. I'm coming too!You? Laughed Old Grizzly. Why, you're just a cub, Scout. You're much too small and much too slow to take us on. I am smaller and I am slower, agreed Scout. But I'll take my chances. Besides, gathering berries is fun. If I do my best, it really doesn't matter if I win or lose. Good.said Old Grizzly, because you're not going to win. I am. Hugh, growled Brown Bear, don't take winning for granted. After all, I just might win instead. That's ridiculous, Grizzly hollered. Do you really think you can beat me? You're crazy!
Welcome back. We're talking about bears having their annual picnic in our Animal Tales article. And we're in the point of the story where the bears all over are about to take part in a berry picking contest that is about to take place.
Wow, Chip, you just used some of the verb phrases we learned before the break. We hope you're paying attention.And following along in your magazine because there's so much great vocabulary to look at in this story. So again, the chair bear is talking and he's getting the bears ready and he asks them the question, is everybody ready? Well, then on your mark, get set, go! And that's what we say when we're ready to start an event.
That's right. On your mark, get set, go. And we hear a voice crying out. He says, wait for me, cried a bear named Scout. I'm coming too. And people began to laugh.
Well, now, scout, that's kind of interesting. When I hear the word scout, I think of a small child or here in this case, a small bear. Sometimes we refer to young children as scout, and we also have another way which we use this word when we talk about Cub Scouts, which is a very well-known group in America, or Boy Scouts. Maybe you're familiar with Boy Scouts. Actually, I think it's worldwide. I shouldn't just say just in America. So, we need to learn his name. There's a little cub or a little bear called Scout, but somebody is laughing at Scout.
That's right. It's a bear named Old Grizzly, and he says, "You? Why, you're just a cub, Scout." So I think here our author is playing with that meaning of a cub scout, as we have the name Scout, and Scout is just a cub.
True. Now, she separated the two words with a comma, but it is pretty clever of Hazel to throw that in there. Again, a cub is just a young bear, or a bear child, I guess we could say. Well, this old grizzly, and a grizzly is a kind of bear, usually a mean bear, he says, "You are much too small and much too slow to take us on." So he's kind of telling Scout, that he's too little. He can't even start to compete with all of the bigger bears.
That's right. Grizzly uses the phrase, "take us on," which is one of our vocab phrases. It means to challenge someone. If you take someone on, that means you are challenging them. It may be in a game or in a contest. You are challenging to compete with them and try to win.
It makes me think of, for example, maybe a young child wanting to take on an adult in a game of basketball, for example. Very rarely will the young child win, and that's kind of how Old Grizzly is looking at Scout. But notice what Scout says. He says, "I am smaller and I am slower, but I'll take my chances." So he's not giving up. Chip, what does it mean if you take your chances with something?
Well, it means that you're going to take a risk in trying to do something that you hope turns out very well. For example, today was a little bit cloudy, but I took my chances and I didn't bring my umbrella to work.
Okay, so sometimes we have to take the chance and hope that there's a good outcome. And that's what Scout is doing. He's hoping that, well, maybe I could win after all. And he continues on by saying, "Besides, gathering berries is fun. If I do my best, it really doesn't matter if I win or lose." Sounds to me like he has a good attitude.
And Old Grizz is pretty confident. He says, "Good, because you're not going to win. I am."
Oh, Old Grizzly, maybe he's won these things in the past, who knows, but he doesn't seem to care about how Scout feels. He just says, "No matter what happens, I'm going to win, you're going to lose." Now, we're going to get introduced to another bear, Brown Bear, and how does he respond to Old Grizzly and Scout?
Well, Brown Bear says, "You don't take winning for granted." Now, that's an important phrase to know. If you take something for granted, that means that you accept it without question, or you assume that you're going to get it without a problem.
That's another great phrase to learn, to take something for granted. Here we're using the word winning, but you can take many things for granted. You can even take people for granted, and sometimes you don't appreciate them because you just assume they're always going to be there for you. Well, Brown Bear is growling, so he's obviously upset, and animals growl usually when they're upset, especially dogs. But he's trying to say, "I might win instead." So now Scout and Old Grizzly and Brown Bear all think they're going to win. And Chip, how does Grizzly respond?
Well, Grizzly says, "That's ridiculous," which is another way of saying that is absolutely foolish. That's so foolish that it causes me to laugh. It's ridiculous.
Yes, and he's hollering, so he's yelling and carrying on. And he says, "Do you really think you can beat me? You're crazy! You're being ridiculous! Well, I can't wait to see who wins this contest, but I think we're going to have to wait until next time. So please, join us as we finish our lesson tomorrow. Let's watch our skit for today.
Isn't this great? I love hiking in the woods.
Yeah, I like hiking too. But what if we see a bear?
A bear? Don't worry, there aren't any bears out here. But that reminds me of a funny story.
What story?
Well, there were once two friends out hiking.
Oh, like us.
That's right. And they saw a big brown bear. And they were so scared.
So what happened?
Well, one of the hikers opened up his backpack and pulled out his running shoes.
His running shoes?
Yes. The hiker quickly put on his running shoes.
Then what?
And then the other hiker said, "Why are you putting on your running shoes? You can't run faster than that bear."
Oh, that's true. Bears can run really fast.
Yes. So the other hiker tied the running shoes and said, "I don't have to run faster than the bear. I just have to run faster than you." You get it? The bear will only run after the slowest hiker. I love that story. I love it. Why are you putting on your running shoes?
Well, take a look. Bye.
What? Ah, it's a bear!
嗨，大家好，我是 Michelle。 节目文章第一个重点，我们来看 patch 这个名词。 patch 是指一小块田地，例如 a vegetable patch 种青菜的田，或者是 the tomato patch in our backyard was ruined by our neighbor's dog， 我们后院的番茄田被邻居的狗搞得乱七八糟。 patch 也指补丁或补片，例如 the patch on the little boy's pants is so obvious， 这个小男孩裤子上的补丁非常的明显。接下来我们看的是 take along 这个动词片语， along 是副词，意思就是一起的或一块的，所以 take along 是指带着或者是随身携带某人或某事物。例如 don't forget to take along your belongings with you when you leave the bus， 当你离开巴士的时候不要忘记随身携带你的东西。或者是 Terry took along his girlfriend to the company's banquet， Terry 带着女友参加公司的宴会。今天我们看的是 take on 这个动词片语， take on 是指挑战或较量，例如 the bully at the school always hits Sean， so today Sean finally took him on， 学校的恶霸老是打 Sean， Sean 终于今天和他对决。或者是 our basketball team will take on the state champion tonight， 我们的篮球队今天晚上会和州冠军队一较长短。 And you don't want to miss what comes next， stay tuned。
Bucket of Berries. Bring your bucket. We're going berry picking. Attention all bears! Attention all bears! Called the activity chair bear for the annual picnic. The Bucket of Berries contest is about to take place. Those taking part should go to the berry patch immediately.And don't forget to take along a bucket. Bears everywhere stopped what they were doing and rushed to the contest area. After all, the Bucket of Berries contest was the most exciting event of the day. Now, gather around, the chair bear began. Let me take a moment to explain the rules. They're very simple. When I say go, you may begin picking berries. Fill your buckets as quickly as you can.But take care, don't spill any, because as you know, the first bear to fill his bucket wins. Now, is everybody ready? On your mark, get set, go! Wait for me, cried Scout. I'm coming too. You, laughed Old Grizzly. Why, you're just a cub, Scout. You're much too small.And much too slow to take us on. I am smaller, and I am slower, agreed Scout. But I'll take my chances. Besides, Gathering berries is fun. If I do my best, it really doesn't matter if I win or lose. Good, said Old Grizzly, because you're not going to win. I am. Hugh, growled Brown Bear, don't take winning for granted. After all, I just might win instead. That's ridiculous, Grizzly hollered. Do you really think you can beat me? You're crazy.
Who is going to win the Bucket of Berries contest? Tune in tomorrow and find out. In the meantime, check out our Animal Tales activity on page 34. Take each sentence, unscramble the words, and then put them back in the correct order. When you're finished, check your sentences with the suggested answers on page 77 and give yourself a grade so later you can compare your results with future activities. Right now, it's time for me to go, but before I do, I want to wish all of you a very nice day. So long, friends.